I'm at Sustainability Live 2012 at the NEC, and I'm sat with a good friend, a good Twitter buddy, and a brilliant editor of ED Waste, which is an online environmental magazine. Well worth a look at. Maxine Perella, hello.
Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Not bad. Been better, but been worse as well. Maxine, tell me, your life is submerged in waste. What are the key challenges that we face in the UK regarding waste at the moment?
I suppose at the moment, the key challenge is getting the remainder that's still going to landfill out of landfill. And to address this, there is a zero waste agenda that's now here. But it's still just zero waste to landfill, and I think society needs to go beyond that really and look at designing waste out and look at life cycle assessment. And I don't think life cycle assessment has yet been fully embraced within the waste industry. It's still concentrating on just diverting the stuff out of landfill, but perhaps not treating it or disposing of it in the right way.
Brilliant, that's fantastic. And how do you think our consumption patterns and our lifestyle choices can influence this?
I think we have to become more conscientious as a consumer. I mean, I am anyway, and I like products that are well made, and I always think about the environmental impact. But even so, what level am I thinking about this on? Because when I think about a product that I buy, I look at maybe the packaging that it's in, and I look at maybe the transport that's brought it to that shelf. But I don't really look at the embodied carbon within that product, and that's something that kind of goes beyond my level of understanding, and it's not really communicated yet on product packaging or labelling. And even if it was, would we get it? It's a difficult one, really.
It's a real challenge, and I guess it's equally a large challenge trying to change people's behaviour so that they can be happier with less. And that's, I mean, where do we even start with that?
Perhaps we need to become more creative. I think people understand the green message, but they think it's just beyond them. You know, they think they're just one tiny dot in this kind of huge landscape. And it's a bit overwhelming. And I think brands, whether it's Coca-Cola trying to reach out to the consumer, whether it's your local supermarket trying to get you to recycle, or even your council, you know, trying to get you to put more materials in your recycling bin, make it fun, make it creative. But you need to really connect with somebody, I think, on an emotional, psychological level. And that's not really happening yet. It's the environment, you know. But how can we kind of tune in to someone in a way that Nike can when it has a new advert on the TV, and it's kind of, you know, nothing is impossible. If we can kind of transfer that kind of, yeah, we're mighty and we can do something about this, we transfer that onto environmental issues, we could be onto a winner.
That's really interesting, that is. So we take the world's best creative brains, which are currently arguably being misused to sell loads and loads of shite to people that don't need it, my words, not yours, and we focus them on solving real problems. I like that, Maxine, a lot. I think that's marvellous. Hey, look, thank you so much. I've really enjoyed today. I've been at the show. The show's really good. It's the last day today. Afraid you won't be able to come, but well worth putting your head around it next year. And thank you very much.